Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Get Lucky here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and I'm so happy to be here today on Friday the 13th. And since Friday the 13th has a reputation for being an unlucky day, we decided this was the perfect opportunity to talk to you about creating your own luck. So before we get lucky, I want to introduce myself. As I said, I'm Carrie Spaulding, and I'm the 30-something coach. So what I do is I help 30-somethings who aren't where or who they want to be with their careers and their relationships and their lives. And often my clients are experiencing 30-something panic and feeling like they should have figured it all out by now. And what I help them do is use that panic as a catalyst to create whatever they want in their lives. So sometimes that involves navigating big transitions like career changes and breakups and big moves. And sometimes it involves really working to create and nurture healthy and satisfying relationships. And another passion of mine is working with parents to help them build a positive home or school culture and help their kids build resilience and navigate social and emotional challenges and also just positive and effective communication overall. And I live in Philadelphia, and I do most of my coaching over the phone, which I love because it means I get to work with people all over the place. You can check out my website at www.carriespaulding.com. That's CarrieSpaulding.com. And all my 30-somethings out there, or anyone who is so inclined, you can reach me and sign up for free tips and tools on my website at www.carriespaulding.com. There's a link there. You can also connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/the30somethingcoach. 30-something written out, no numbers, no spaces. And you can also follow me on Twitter at @SpaldingCarrie. So today we're going to explore what it means to be lucky and how the way we look at luck can actually impact how lucky we are. And I sort of think about that lucky in quotes, and you'll understand more as you listen to the show why I say kind of quote-unquote lucky. We're going to talk about 9 ways to make and harness your own luck. And I'm going to give you some exercises that you can actually use right away to put what you learn into action. During the show, you can call in with questions or comments, anything that you want to share at 646-716-9397. And I'm also enabling chat as well. So if you want to write in any comments on the chat, you can do that as well. And there's a link for you to do that right on the page that you use to get into the show. So right now, think about a particular area in your life in which you would like to be luckier or in which you would like to get lucky. So maybe it's your career. Maybe it's your dating life. Maybe it's money. Maybe you feel unlucky when it comes to money. And then think about what that would really mean. So what does luck mean to you? I always like to look at what the sort of dictionary definitions are of these words that we throw around so freely. And some of the definitions I found were the chance happening of fortunate or adverse events, good fortune or prosperity, success, one's personal fate or lot, and success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. And I really love that last definition for our purposes today, because the key word that we're going to be looking at is apparently. Success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. We're going to try to debunk some of the myth of luck today. And the thing about most of these definitions is that they take away a lot of your agency and your power over your own life to create what you want. Today is really all about making your own luck. And what better day to do that than on Friday the 13th? So we talk about luck all the time. Some people have all the luck. I'm just unlucky in love. I never get lucky. so-and-so just got lucky. And so if luck is a story that you're telling yourself, how empowering is that story? How much power does it give you? Now, I want to acknowledge, absolutely, some things do come down to the luck of the draw. And you can't control, for example, what you started out with when you came into the world. some things, good or bad, happen to you that could have just as easily not happened to happen. And we've all had those things happen. It's like, why, you know, of all the luck, why did this have to happen right now? You can't control certain aspects of who you are, even if you want to. But there are a lot of things that you can control. And today I want to talk about 9 of them. And these, I call them the 9 gets. Because if you want to get lucky, these are 9 other gets that are in your control that can lead to the 10th get, getting lucky. So if you get these 9 things that are totally within your control, chances are you'll get lucky too. We're going to talk in detail about a few of them and go over the others much more briefly, but there is a link on this show's page to my website where you can find an article there with details about all 9 gets. And in case you aren't seeing it, you can also find it. Just go to carriespaulding.com and click on the resources page and scroll down. It'll be the top post there, the top article there. Okay, so let's just jump right in and get to the first get. So the first is to get real. And this is all about the myth of luck. It's really easy to assume that people who have the things we want are just lucky, or that if we don't have the things we want, we're unlucky. But to a large extent, luck is just a myth. Many things that seem to be just lucky occurrences or unlucky occurrences are really the result of a series of choices. And maybe those choices were conscious, maybe they were unconscious. But I want you to really ask yourself, how true is it that the people that you envy or you see as successful are just plain lucky? Lots of times we think about the overnight success. And when we look at people who apparently had an overnight success, all we see is that sudden moment where they went from, you know, nobody knowing who they were to fame and fortune. But in reality, most of those people, the way that they got to that quote-unquote overnight success was through many, 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 many days and nights of working and trying and experimenting and failing and getting up again and bouncing back and crying on the phone to their mothers and, you know, all of these things that we do too. We just aren't always privy to what's going on behind closed doors or behind the scenes. And of course, it's true that some people have advantages that we can't help but covet, but it's, you kind of have a choice there. You can throw up your hands and say, oh, you know, poor me, if only I had this person's money or that person's boyfriend or this person's family, you know, then I could be happy. I guess I'm just not lucky. It's not quite as easy to just roll up your sleeves and say, okay, this is what I've got. What can I do with it? And make your own luck. So while we can't control what happens to us, we do get to decide how we receive what happens to us and what we do with what we have. So do you want to take it as an opportunity, or do you throw up your hands and decide you're just unlucky? And so if you really want to get lucky, the number one get is to lose the victim energy, get real, and take responsibility for your own choices and your own success, and really be the hero of your life, be an agent in your life. So I have 2 exercises for you to do after the show to help you get real. And the first is to find a lucky model or mentor. So I want you to think of someone you know who is really lucky or who got lucky. And think about, what does that person do? How do they respond in new situations? What kind of situations do they put themselves into? How do they handle it when they get an opportunity? How do they treat new people when they meet them? How do they engage with them? What are some of the attributes that they're demonstrating? What are some of the qualities that they show or some of the things in their lives? How do they handle it when something doesn't go their way? You might even want to jot some of these things down, you know, as you're thinking about this person. And just a little caveat there, it makes sense to choose somebody that you respect and that you, you know, would want to be your model or your mentor. This isn't about choosing somebody who got to their success in a way that you don't personally resonate with or that doesn't feel in line with your values. But you may find that when you really look at someone you think is lucky, they may be making choices and doing things that you could do too. And sometimes those choices might take some courage, and we're going to get to that in some of the other guests. But it can be really helpful to kind of really look at these lucky people in your life. And it could even be a famous person. You know, it doesn't have to be somebody that you know. The second exercise is to use your own life story to get real. Think about a time, you're going to do this twice, first for a time that you were lucky and then for a time that you were unlucky. Think about a time that you were lucky, that you just got lucky. Follow that backwards. What choice did you make leading up to that event? And what choice did you make before that? And what are some of the other decisions that you made that ultimately led to that happening? Same vice versa. So a time that you were unlucky, follow that backwards. What choices did you make step by step back leading up to that event? Now, the point of this is not, and I want to be really clear about this, it is not to blame you for unfortunate things that have happened to you. I absolutely don't want to convey that, because things happen sometimes in our lives that feel unlucky and that we did not bring on ourselves. And in no way do I want to imply, you know, that if you're the victim of something, that, you know, some major crime, or if something happens to you that truly is unfortunate, it's not about guilting yourself or blaming yourself. But I think that if you look through your life, you can probably find some examples of times where when you look at getting lucky or getting unlucky, you can actually trace some of those things back to decisions that you made. And the point of this is just to create awareness of how much agency and how much power you really do have. Right? So the second get is to get clear. Now, if you know what you're looking for, you're much more likely to be able to see it when it happens. And when you get clear on what you want, it's kind of like it creates a different filter, a different lens that you're seeing the world through. It's almost like your radio is tuned to the right station, and so you're going to pick up all the things on that frequency. You can see this in your career. When I work with career changers, oftentimes they experience a huge click right when they have figured out what it is that they're after and what their plan is and what their map is. Suddenly they start to see people right and left who can help them with that, or they start to see opportunities where before they were only seeing dead ends. Or in dating, when you get really clear on who you want to be in a relationship and who you're looking for in a partner who's going to be really supportive of you, you may see different people and notice different people than that same old person that you were dating over and over again with a different face. So clarifying your purpose and tuning your radio station accordingly can result in big wins. Excuse me. I've got a little bit of the bug that we've all got going around. So number three is also, as much as you're going to be clear on your purpose, you also want to get open and get over yourself. So as humans, we have this crazy tendency to think we know what's supposed to happen. We know what the right partner will look like. We know this is the job that will make me happy and no other job. And sometimes we can convince ourselves that we know exactly how things should go. Now, it's great to get clear, as we talked about the second get, but when you're so fixated on how you think the right thing will look, you're likely to miss tons of opportunities that come by. So this could show up in any area of your life. And my favorite personal mantra that I use, and I use it really on a regular basis, to get myself in a good mindset when I'm venturing into an event or an opportunity, and it helps me to be really open to all the possible good things that could come out of it, is I can always count on a win, but I can't yet know what the win will be. So let me give you an example. If you were to go to a big conference and you're really excited to network, and your goal, your single-minded goal, the only thing that will make this conference a success for you is if you make a particular connection, who's going to connect you to a particular job opportunity, that's great to have that intention and that mission, but you may be setting yourself up to miss all the other possible wins that could come out that day. So it might be interesting for you to experiment, and this is really the second third exercise that I want to offer you today, to approach any opportunity you're looking forward to in the next few weeks, be it a conference, a first date, an interview, with that mantra that I know there will be a win, but I can't yet know what the win will be. So what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for possibility. You're opening up your mind to all of the things that could happen, the positive things that could happen, and you're not setting yourself up to look at the event as a failure if it didn't result in the exact win that you were looking for. So, for example, in dating, if you were to go on a first date, and the only way that that date could be a success is if you find your soulmate, and that's understandable, by the way. A lot of us are dating because we're looking for partners, but if that's the only possible win, you never know what else that person could be for you. Or what, you know, maybe it could be a great new friend. Maybe it could be a really cool new collaborator. Or, you know, there's just so many things that could come out of your intersection with any person. So the third exercise is really, what if you really believe that with everything you do, there's always a win? You just can't know what the win will be. Try on that mindset. The fourth get is to get positive. And this is about cultivating an abundance mindset. And if you believe that good things are coming, that the world is full of opportunities for you, you're much more likely to see those opportunities because you're expecting them to be there. And my favorite model for this is a little bit silly, and I haven't actually shared this with a lot of people, but I decided to share it today because it happens to me regularly. Watch a dog walking its owner down the street. I always say it that way because, like, the dogs are always in front, you know, pulling along. And I realize this is anthropomorphizing, but if you look at the dog, do you see how thrilled the dog seems to be to take each step, how excited it is to round every corner? It's almost like the dog is saying, you know, ooh, this is awesome. I wonder what's next. This is the best day ever. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Ooh, there's so much out here. And, you know, luck is largely about attitude. And sometimes when I'm feeling kind of down or negative, I kind of try to channel that puppy energy and just kind of try to get myself in a space of look around, look at all the awesome stuff that's out there. And if you can cultivate the belief that awesomeness is available all around you, you'll probably find it. You'll at least be tuning your radio so that that's what you're going to pick up more. So we're going to take a quick break from the guests to talk about some upcoming shows on the Life Coach Radio Network. If you have any comments that you want to make, you can call in at 646-716-9397. And, you know, share what principle stands out to you. What are you discovering today? What are you excited to put into action? What are you wondering about? You can also go over to my Facebook page at The 30-Something Coach, facebook.com/The30-Something Coach, or go to Life Coach Radio Network's page and leave a comment or a question there. So I'm going to tell you about some shows that we have coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network and then take some calls if we have any. To tell you a little bit more about us in general, our network consists of coaches from around the world, and we have a sister international network as well, and that's International Life Coach Radio, and we also have the Life Coach Chat channel. We have a show on almost every single day. Many days we have multiple shows and just so many interesting topics and coaches with a variety of areas of expertise. So I encourage you to look around and check out the other upcoming shows. So to give you a little preview of some upcoming shows, tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's Friday the 13th tonight for tips for handling back-to-school stress. And if school and going back to school is a stressful time for you and your child, I work with a lot of parents, and I know that to be true. Join Philomena and Debbie and Bobby as they share tips on how to handle stress, anxiety, and problems associated with back to school. So you're going to learn how to relieve your anxiety as a parent by empowering your child to make decisions with confidence and turn situations into opportunities for you and your child to grow. That is on the Life Coach Chat channel at blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Chat channel. And then tomorrow, Saturday the 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern, we have How to Feel Great and Have Powerful Relationships with Shravatsky Superville. And on that show, he's going to talk about how to have deeper connections with the people in your life and how to help people close to you reach their potential. And he's also going to talk about a new perspective that allows us to use anxiety and fear to make us feel more confident than ever. And that's on International Life Coach Radio at blogtalkradio.com/International Life Coach Radio. You can next hear me on the Life Coach Radio Network right here on Friday, September 27th at noon, and I'm going to be talking about how to set boundaries. And again, that's right here on this channel. Okay, so we're going to jump back into the guests. And number five is to get in shape. So this is about how ready you really are to get what you want. When opportunities do appear, lucky people are prepared for them. And that can look like a lot of things. It might be, you know, physically taking care of yourself, getting enough sleep, enough exercise, and nourishing food so that you can be at your best to say yes to opportunities that come up. Are you ready emotionally? Have you worked through the things that you need to work through to be able to bring your best self? Are you getting the support you need and developing practices to support who you are and to you know, feel really spiritually grounded and emotionally grounded? Environmentally, maybe, and I mean your physical environment. So, you know, getting your home and your physical environment ready and organized in a way that leaves you prepared to say yes to what you want, you know, to feel like at any moment you would be able to say yes to an opportunity because your environment is supporting you to do that. Financially, getting really clear and real about your finances, and no matter how little money you have or how much money you have, really being intentional about the choices you're making with that money and really working to build that solid foundation. And maybe that means educating yourself and getting help to figure out how to do that. And relationally, getting in shape relationally, investing in relationships that make you feel good and, you know, with people who nurture you and support you. So taking care of yourself and all the different pieces of your life in such a way that you're ready to say yes to opportunities is part of being able to get lucky. Because when things happen, you're not going to be held back by all of these, you know, by things about your physical, emotional, environmental, financial, relational life that leave you unable to say yes to those opportunities. The sixth get is to get vulnerable, or to get brave is another way of saying it. So taking advantage of opportunities that lead to quote-unquote luck really requires you to take a lot of risks and to be super vulnerable. And that really means opening yourself up to possible failure. So it's really scary to get lucky sometimes, to take opportunities. People who are lucky tend to be people who are willing to take risks and who are willing to fail and are willing to learn from their failures and cultivating that mindset, I'll handle it, that I can say yes to this, I can be imperfect, and I'll handle it, whatever happens. So that might mean for you, you know, being brave enough to say yes to a leadership role at work or to go to an event alone or to get out there and go on some crazy dates. There are so many ways that you can open yourself up, and when you do that, you're more likely to get lucky. Lucky people are often people who are feeling the fear, they're afraid of failure, but they're still choosing to get in the game and to do it anyway. If you don't play, you can't win. The seventh get is to get attuned. So this is about learning to tune into your intuition and listen to what it says. And sometimes it's okay to feel something in your gut clearly and feel it like that inner knowing and not really know exactly why. Of course, you don't want to be, you know, bounding ahead doing things that are ultimately going to not be good for you or not taking care of yourself. But if you're really following your inner GPS, you're really following your nose, you might be surprised at how lucky you get. Okay, and sometimes that might mean listening to yourself and you need to step back and take a break and get out of the game once in a while. But if you're always in your head or you're always in your heart, try to tap into your gut and learn to get attuned and get in touch with what your intuition says. A lot of people I know who had lucky moments were following their intuition. So the eighth get is to get involved. So there's absolutely, you know, people always say, oh, she's so lucky, she was just in the right place at the right time. But you very much enhance your chances of being in the right place at the right time if you get yourself in places and use your time really intentionally. So you're more likely to move forward in most areas if you leave the safety of your little nest, get out of the cocoon, and you get out there and say yes to opportunities that come up for you. Lucky people do stuff. Every single person you encounter has the potential to connect you to a new world or a new perspective or a new opportunity or another new person. Lucky people do stuff. So here's another little exercise for you. This week, get yourself into some new situations. So go somewhere you wouldn't normally go, or talk to someone you wouldn't normally talk to, or, you know, maybe there's something you would never do alone. Maybe try going alone, or maybe there's a certain group event that you wouldn't normally do because it makes you nervous. You know, just give it a try, or try a new approach with somebody that you have a certain communication pattern with. Try an activity that you've never done. So if you want your luck to change, a great strategy is to get yourself into new situations. Do something differently. So you might want to try what I call, and I know that I've heard other people refer to this, the George Costanza. So if you're familiar with the show Seinfeld, there was an episode where George, the character, did the opposite of all of his instincts, and he had all these great things happen to him. And while George would certainly not be my role model in every case, it's interesting to try the George Costanza for this for getting involved and to say yes when your fear might be making you say no, or to try something different. And, of course, we're talking about the kind of fear that's blocking you and getting in the way of your best interest. Remember to also get attuned, listen to your gut, sometimes saying that was the right thing. But the George Costanza, just what would happen? Ask yourself, what is the opposite of my instinct, and what might happen if I tried that? So number 9, the last get, is to get grateful. Now, I've seen this again and again and again in my own life and in the lives of people I work with. When we are mindful and appreciative of all the good that we already have in our lives, we tend to attract more good things into our lives. Lucky people focus on what they have, and they build from there. And what they have is what they have inside, what they have is their inner resources, and what they have outside. So if you are working toward goals that are not yet realized, remember to also develop that mindset of gratitude for all that's already right, for all that you already have, for all that you already are. One final exercise for you here is a reframe trick. And, you know, even if it feels like faking yourself out, the next time something happens to you that sucks, I want you to fill in this sentence. I'm so lucky that. Okay? So, for example, I am sick right now, and I had other things planned for my week that does not involve being sick. So, you know, an example would be, I'm so lucky that I'm sick. Now I can blank, or now I get to blank, or this is the perfect opportunity to blank. So for me, when I used the strategy this week, it was, I'm so lucky that I'm sick. This is the perfect opportunity to catch up on, you know, writing some cards to the people in my family. So if my family's listening, you've all got cards coming towards you. Or, you know, I'm so lucky that I'm sick. Now I get to read this book that's been sitting on my nightstand for days. I'm so lucky that I'm sick. Now I know that I need to rest more. So it might feel like faking yourself out, but it's a really powerful way to reframe. You can use this with single. I'm so lucky that I'm single. Now I can, you know, and fill that in with all the things that you get to do. So now that we've talked about the 9 other gets that can lead to the big 10th get of getting lucky, think again about that particular area in your life in which you'd like to be luckier. And think of one tiny step you could take to enhance your potential for luck. So I want to just review the exercises that we talked about. The first one is to find a lucky model or mentor and think about all the things that person does. The second is think of a time you were lucky or unlucky and follow it backwards and get real about what choices you made leading to that event. Again, this is not about, you know, we're talking about the events that you really did have control over. The third is to take on that mantra, I can't always count on a win, but I can't yet know what the win will be, and really trying to believe that with every opportunity you head into. And finally, the reframe of getting yourself into, well, actually there's five. So the fourth is the little reframe, the getting yourself into new situations, going somewhere you wouldn't normally go, trying with George Costanza. And the fifth is the reframe trick, to fake yourself out and say, when the next time something quote-unquote unlucky happens to you, I'm so lucky that I'm, now I can, now I get to, this is the perfect opportunity to, and see what that does, that kind of attitude does for your attitude and your luck. So choose at least one exercise that you're committed to doing, and if you find yourself trying this stuff out, shoot me an email at carrie.spalding@gmail.com, or you can also contact me through my website, carriespalding.com, CarrieSpalding.com. And if you're interested in learning more about coaching or, you know, hiring me to come in for speaking or workshops, feel free to reach out as well. I love those opportunities. Don't forget to tune in to the Life Coach Radio Network and our sister stations. And I hope these concepts have given you some insight into how you can get lucky. Have a wonderful Friday the 13th, and I wish you a very, very lucky day. Bye, everyone.